response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
And we're back. We're back. Another edition of The Connection here on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's Anne Baldwin and
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore.
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore. Yes, that hyphenated name.
I know, which no one ever correctly says.
Why'd you do that?
Everyone knows me by my maiden name. Mm-hmm. And so to start to change it, it just seemed too much of a hassle.
Yeah. See, I never changed my name, even when I was married. Well, legally, I would change my name, which was Marcella. Ugh, I hate saying that. But I'm like, you know what? When I'm 10 feet under, I want Baldwin on my headstone. That's what I want.
Okay.
That's just it. No, I'm not criticizing you for hyphenating your name, but it's complicated.
I never did before.
Yeah, but now you do.
But I do now.
So we are so excited that we're on at 5:30 in the morning, rebroadcasting at 9 o'clock. I cannot tell you, and I'm serious, how many emails we've gotten from people who are listening to the show now at 9 o'clock, especially because it's a little bit later than 5:30 a.m. So we appreciate TIC.
Thank you, TIC.
Giving us this opportunity to pass along some great information, some stories of hope, some stories of help. Because recovery is possible. Nobody knows that better than me, right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Absolutely. So let's get to our next guest, Linda Bordonero. And Linda's here to talk about some fun stuff.
Yes.
So why don't you do the honors, Lisa, please?
So welcome to our show. So we're excited to have Linda here today to talk to us about the David Bordonero Memorial Car Show. We're so grateful for the event that was also held last year. And so I'm going to have you kick it off and talk about David and talk about why you're doing this event and what it means to you and all about the...
So much to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, the car show began 4 years ago. My husband had passed from melanoma, from skin cancer. And a few months after that, one of the Knights of Columbus, Council 7 from Portland, approached me and said, "We would love to find some way to honor your husband."
Oh, that's so nice.
And he was a huge car enthusiast.
David.
Yes. He has a 1965 Fastback Mustang that he bought when he was 15.
Oh, wow. And he kept it.
He kept it and poured a lot of money into it over the next 40 years. And made it into something very special and very loud. So
that's
our neighbors,
awesome.
Yes. So the car was well known. Dave was well known in town.
Mm-hmm.
He also had taught CCD at St. Mary's Church for 20 years.
Wow.
He loved kids. He loved influencing them. And one of the big things he did at the very last class he always taught was told them his story. Because it doesn't begin with a melanoma, with his struggles. He had, a few months before our wedding, had come down with leukemia.
Oh my.
And waited 8 years, finally found a bone marrow transplant, and went through that process. Was clean and free for 22 years until the skin cancer came up. So he loved to share his story of struggle with young kids, giving them hope, saying, "Look, I know things can be bad. I get it. I've been there."
Uh-huh.
And you know, you have to push through. You've got to believe that you're going to get through this. So
isn't attitude part of it, right?
Oh, it's the biggest thing.
It is. It really is.
That's really huge.
And how old was he when he passed?
He was, it was 4 years ago, so he was born in 1960.
Oh, I can tell you how old he is. Oh. So can you, and so can you, because we've got three 1960, born in 1960 people sitting right here.
Right here.
He's either 58 or 59. When was his birthday?
January 6, 1960.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he would be 59 this year. Wow.
So,
oh, that's our age.
I know.
Can you imagine?
No.
You know, you talked about his struggle, but he had to also talk about being a survivor, right? I mean, beating those odds, finding a bone marrow transplant match, and going through all that at such a young age, and probably so grateful for what he'd been through. So, you have the car now?
Yes, still have the car.
You didn't sell it?
Didn't sell it. It comes to the show. It gets started up and brought down from the lift once a year, and that's to come to the car show.
Wow.
So it does get driven there by his best friend every year.
So we got to tell folks, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Linda Bordenero, and this car show is the David Bordenero Memorial Car Show. There's a website, too, if you want to go there and check it out. It's David Bordenero Car Show, and I'm going to spell Bordenero, B-O-R, D as in dog, O, N as in Nancy, A-R-O. Car show, all one word, .com. So you can go there, and I'll give that out again in case you didn't have a pen handy at either 5:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's July 19th, 2 days after my birthday.
Hey!
1960. So it's going to be in the parking lot of St. Mary's, which is located at 45 Freestone Avenue in Portland, Connecticut. And admission is free. So how do you make any money to give back to these charities off of this thing?
Great question. So we have a great sponsorship program. It's all based around our car show calendar.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is there a centerfold in that?
There's 12 centerfolds.
Ooh, give it to me. Guys, I hope.
No, they're cars.
Oh, shoot.
So,
oh my God, look at these cars.
We picked 12 cars from the show the prior year, and those get featured on each month.
Wow. You know what? I'd rather look at these cars than some men. Trust me. So there is a 57 Thunderbird. That's April 2019. So do you sell these calendars at the show?
We do. We sell the calendars, but we also sell, if you look at the back of the calendar, we sell ad spots, the back few pages.
Okay.
People over this year, over 80 businesses have given their business cards, and they pay $100 each to get their card in.
Wow. This is amazing. Right. Look at all these business cards.
Right.
I was thinking I was going to name them off, but there's too many.
There's a lot.
And if I say two and don't say 500, then I'm going to make somebody upset. So how
wonderful
is that? So sponsorship, and then there's an entry fee. Can people still bring their cars if they want to come and...
Sure. So it's a $10 entry fee for people that want to bring their cars. To show their cars. And with that entry fee, they get a bag, and the bag has a free calendar in it along with a lot of other goodies, car related things. So that's one way to make money. There's also monthly sponsorship that's on there, and then trophy sponsorship, which is the largest sponsorship.
How cool is that?
This is my ultimate car.
Where? Oh, let's see, it's a 1958 Corvette. Mine's a 57 Chevy blue and white. That's what I want.
This is my dream car right here.
Wow. It's a red and white Corvette.
1958.
That's the year before you were born, honey.
I know, but that's my favorite car.
That's why it's a classic.
Yeah, like me.
Just like you. Just like all of
it. Only my hairdresser knows for sure.
Right. So a $10 entry fee. And we should also mention that if you want to enter your car registration begins at 3:30 that day. And then there's a big award ceremony at 7:30 that night. So it's a fun family event, right? There's lots of things to do for everybody. I mean, drag the kids because they'll be happy because there's food and there's fun and there's all that kind of
stuff. There's face painting, there's balloon animals, there's lots of tables to pull up a chair, grab a burger. There's money raised through that. There's also a ton of raffles. And a few of the really good ones coming up are two tickets to the New England Patriots game.
There's,
there's a mountain bike. There's a lot of Joey Logano items, signed cards.
Who's that? I'm kidding. Love Joey. Did you see my picture with Joey in my office?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, that's
awesome. These guys got it blown up for me for my birthday like 2 or 3 years ago. I love that thing. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
So restaurant gift cards and things like that. But the show proceeds, they're used by the Knights of Columbus to support the community in a lot of different ways. But The main funds for this really go to two places, the Dave Bordnero Life Lessons Scholarship and the Connection. The scholarship is given to high school seniors who live in Portland. And they basically, I thought about Dave, and I thought about what he would want and how to best reflect what he would want. And this is, they write essays based on a thank you letter to someone that has helped them through some challenge.
Wow.
What a great idea.
It is. And it's amazing. This year we had 16 high school seniors that wrote essays. Every single one touched your heart. We had trouble picking just three, so we ended up picking four because it was...
Wow.
And, you know, some of their stories, it's incredible. You hear that, you know, youth today, these kids have it. They have it. They do.
That's unbelievable. So why the Connection? I know why, but you tell me why.
Right. Well, first of all, the Connection, we felt, really reflected the same values that the scholarship does. What are people go through life's obstacles? How do they get over those? Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes these obstacles, of course, they're not planned.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You just don't know what can come up. So we felt that the Connection was a great way to, it kind of dovetailed into the scholarship.
Well, you know, Linda, you were here when we were chatting with our guest from last week's show, Christine, who went to a graduation party one night in her early 20s,
right.
Tried heroin for the first time and went down a deep, deep hole, ended up incarcerated, earning money via prostitution, losing her kids. But the end of that story is because of the Connections program, you know, she's back on her feet. She started a business. She's got a relationship with her children. She's got a great husband now. And so sitting here, what were your thoughts when you heard her story and where she's been and where she's at, knowing that, you know, this David Bordnero Memorial Car Show, the proceeds are going to help people just like that?
It was breathtaking. I sat and I kept saying, to Beth, I can't believe this from one time, from using heroin one time,
right,
this chain of events could happen. And it makes me so proud that this money is being used to help people like her get through.
We're so grateful. I just want to say thank you so much. What a tribute for your husband's memory and who he was, but also, you know, the fact that you're carrying on his legacy by giving back to the community. And I'm really grateful and want to say thank you for choosing the Connection to have these proceeds go to. It means so much to me and my staff. So thank you so much.
You know, and so I can grateful. Tell you too, we've talked about this numerous times with, you know, funding cuts in the state, and I'm editorializing now. This is my opinion, not necessarily that of those portrayed on this program. But, you know, funding cuts, budget cuts, all the things that are going on, you know, as I say, up at the big house, which is supposed to mean jail, but I refer to the Capitol that way sometimes. It's getting harder and harder for not-for-profits like the Connection to maintain the programs. There's more collaboration between programs, which is a good thing, but they also rely so much more on people's generosity and understanding that the good that they do in all their programs, whether it's foster care, whether it's homelessness, mm-hmm. whether it's youth or, you know, Christine's story, that they rely on those funds to make a difference in our community. And we all benefit from that.
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
Swimming, you know, the whole piece that is so significant when I talk about the Connection is when we're not just changing one person's life. What happens is when you're improving the life of one of our clients, you're improving, you're impacting who else is in their life, right? And especially when there's children involved, you're breaking all these generational cycles of abuse. And what you're doing is, you know, the parent, mom or dad's getting healthy, that child's getting healthy, and therefore, you know, the trajectory of what their future is going to be like is going to be positive. And we've seen so thousands of these stories that how we're changing and making a difference. Plus, we do a lot of data and research to track and follow and show that the state is saving money and that folks are becoming important members of society and giving back. So, you know, you acknowledging the connection in this way, is we're just so grateful for it.
Absolutely.
We really are.
And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Linda Bordenero and, of course, myself on one microphone here, Ann Baldwin and Lisa DeMattis-Lapore, who's got a hyphenated name for who knows what reason. But anyway. So we're talking about the David Bordenero Memorial Car Show, and you've got to mark your calendars for this because it's coming up. It's going to be a beautiful night, let's hope, Friday night, July 19th at St. Mary's Church, a huge parking lot there. So lots of room to get around and enjoy, you know, look at the cars, grab a burger, buy some raffle tickets, bring the kids. I mean, car shows, you can't have a bad time at a car show.
Car shows are the best.
Oh, my God. They really are. And some of the people who own those cars are hot, too. I always like looking at the people. I'm like, oh, who owns that car? And then I was like, okay, that one. So admission is free, so you can't go wrong there. And if you want to enter your car, if you've got a classic, or is there any qualifications?
No, we don't.
Can I bring my 2017 Volkswagen convertible Betty Blue Betty?
You could. You might not win one of the trophies, but you could still bring it.
Yeah. So $10 fee. And they do have a website. It's davidbordenerocarshow.com. And also a phone number. Now, whose phone number is this I'm giving out?
This is the one of the Knights of Columbus that kind of heads the car show. So he knows a lot of the, if there's any questions about.
Does he really want people calling him and asking him questions? Or should I not give out the phone number? He said give out his phone number?
Yeah, don't call him.
Don't call him? All right, we won't give out the phone number. Right. Just go to the website.
And there's also, I saw on, there's Facebook. Facebook page?
Yes, there is.
David Bordenero Memorial Car Show. So you can go on Facebook and take a look at that. And I also see here that in the event that the July 19th is raining and the weather's not great, you do have a rain date for Friday, July 26th.
Oh, that's a good contingency. I didn't see that part.
And so that's going to be, it's going to be located at St. Mary's Church on 45 Freestone Avenue in Portland.
Yeah, and we should, you know, the Knights of Columbus are fantastic.
They are.
They really
amazing.
Are a great organization.
Great group of guys.
Great
really.
Group of men. Yes, they're fabulous.
So all the proceeds are used by the Knights, you know, to help out in the community. You talked about the scholarships, the $1,000 scholarships, where you had four recipients this year. And, of course, proceeds going to the Connection. So that's another, you know, great way to support your local community. And this is, what, your fourth annual event?
It's the fourth year.
That's fantastic.
Did you ever think?
No. The first year they approached me, I said, okay, it's a one-off. It's a one-time thing. And at the end of the show, they said, you know, we raised more money in this first year's event than we have in any other single event. So
wow.
It's going to happen
just through
next year.
A $10 registration fee and raffle tickets and your calendar.
Exactly.
I love the calendar. The calendar's great.
That's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's just amazing what you've done with this, and you'll continue to do so. David's looking down upon us now. What do you think he'd be saying?
I think of that a lot. I do, especially when I'm picking the cars that go in the calendar.
Wow.
Yes, because he's got his favorites. He was a big Ford guy.
You know, and putting on an event like this isn't an easy task. It takes a lot of work.
It does. It really does. A lot of people are involved everywhere. Anyone from the spectators that come, there's volunteers that come to help sell tickets.
Beth Connor's a volunteer?
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah. What do you do? Make burgers? Oh, the Connection has a table there. Well, great. Well, you have to come by. Well, can I come to the table?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be at the table for the car show?
Oh, yeah.
Come to the car
show? I'm
going to
be there.
Friday night, the 19th. Let's all be at the table.
Let's be there.
Okay. All right. So now you can come see us, too.
Yeah, you can see us.
Oh, there. You know what you just did? You just doubled your attendance.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, I bet you did, because everybody wants to see Ann and Lisa from the Connection radio show.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Portland is such a great little town.
Oh, I love Portland. It really is.
Close-knit group of people. Everyone
really
knows
is.
Everyone, and they're just, it's really, it's fantastic.
So again, you know, the other thing that was a little bit shocking is that you lost your husband to skin cancer.
Yes.
I mean, melanoma. And it's something that, you know, I've seen so many people, as a matter of fact, it runs in our family. So I called a dermatologist 4 months ago to see if I could get one of those body scans. And my appointment is in August. That's as soonest I could get in. And you know what I said to them when they booked the appointment? And I mean, I shopped around. It was like, that was as good as it got. I said, well, hopefully, you know, by grace of God, I'll live till then. Because who knows?
Yeah, it's very scary. It's funny.
Did that have anything to do with his diagnosis and his...
Well, after you get a bone marrow transplant, you are more, your immune system is a lot weaker.
Ah.
That was part of it, but he did like the sun.
Mm.
But
so
it's just,
I.
You know, it's just, it's interesting. My daughter, she's 16. She said, you know, Mom, instead of doing t-shirts this year, because of skin cancer, let's do hats. Let's get something to cover people's
idea.
Heads because that's an area that gets
it
covered.
Is, so it is.
We're going to be having hats for sale also at the car
show.
Oh, great.
So
you have a 16-year-old daughter.
Yes, and a 19-year-old son.
Oh, fantastic. We hadn't talked about them yet. So they'll be there as well?
Yes, they will.
Oh,
they will.
How wonderful. And that's got to make their heart feel good, too, to
it
see
does.
That.
It does. It
you know,
does.
That you've taken on this, you know, huge task with the Knights of Columbus to
carry on a memory.
Carry on a memory dad. And to support good causes. And, you know, it's so appreciated. And people really, you know, I love going to events when I know that it's for a good cause or I know it's for a good reason. And I think that the vibe at events like that is also better just because, you know, it's a, I don't want to call it a charity event, but it is, I guess. But anything that you do and anything that you, any money that you put out at that event is going right back to, you know, good people
it
to do good things.
Every penny. There's nothing, there's no overhead. It's every single
that's
penny
so
goes.
That's so fantastic.
Yes.
Tell us something. Can you share a special story about David that really speaks to just his character and who he is?
Well, it's interesting. It's funny because when they first said, oh, we're going to do a car show in Dave's name, the first thing I had a laugh because he, although he loved cars and loved his Mustang, did not like car shows.
That's
really?
So funny.
He did not like going to car shows because he was the kind of guy that, I think he went once and got a second place trophy.
Ooh.
Not good. Not good.
One or nothing.
Exactly. So if he did go to a car show, he did not bring his car because he's just was very particular and fussy. But he would have absolutely loved the fact that this is happening. And I know he's looking down very, very proud.
Oh, that's fantastic. So once again, before we wrap up, we want to give out the website. There's also a David Bordenero Car Show Facebook page, so be sure to like that because you need friends. You can go on there and see pictures and all kinds of information from previous events so you can see what you're signing up for, what you're going to attend. Again, it's Friday, July 19th, St. Mary's Church, which is on Freestone Avenue in Portland, and it is free. There's lots of things to do for the whole family. You know, just it's going to be fantastic, and then bring some money so you can get yourself one of these calendars. And also, I'm sure you're looking for people to get involved already for next year because the time
right.
to start planning
yes,
for the
exactly.
next year's event is
yes.
before this one even hits,
right?
So there's more information on how you can donate or get your mm-hmm. business card as hundreds of people have done in the back of this calendar as well. So to all of you, which too many of you to name really, thanks for supporting this great cause, which goes back to support the Connection and all of their fantastic programs. So, and then we've committed. We're going to be there, too.
We're going to be there.
The Connection's going to have a table there, and you can learn more about the programs and more about...
I guess I should wear my Lugano t-shirt.
Oh, where's mine? I think mine shrunk. Well, I can still wear it. It's a car show.
We can go and get you another one.
You can. You got Connections?
Yes, we have Connections at the Connection.
Yeah, Connections at the Connection with the Luganos.
I think there's going to be a Lugano t-shirt there. I believe
oh,
there
is. Oh, it's one of the raffle items?
I think so.
Oh, how fantastic is that? That's great. Well, the website, again, if you're interested, David, D-A-V-I-D, Bordenaro, B-O-R-D-O-N-A-R-O, carshow.com. And we have a phone number here, but we have made an executive decision not to give it out so this guy from the Knights of Columbus doesn't get 500 phone calls with people asking questions, which we have hopefully already answered.
So there's going to be classic cars, trucks, muscle cars,
muscle car
289 and modern muscle 90 and up, and street rods.
Yes.
Cool.
And there's special awards for the best of show and for the oldest vehicle as well.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like fun?
That'll be interesting.
Car
Except you don't want to get stuck going over the bridge behind the oldest vehicle in the car show because then you're going to be late to the car show.
And I'm hoping that 58 Chevy Corvette is going to be there. keeping my fingers crossed.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you a quick story before we go. So, Corvette. So, after I got divorced, I was dating, and someone, you know, set me up with this guy. He was a little bit older, still lived in his mother's house. Warning, warning. And we go out to lunch, and he says, you know what I'm going to tell you, man? And I says, what's that? He goes, if I like you, you know what? And I said, what? And he goes, I'm going to give you a ride in my Corvette. On that note, we are going to end this show. And
on a positive note.
And we'll be back again next week right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yay! She got it.
I got it.
See you next week.
The trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.